Perk Bays Mishnah Hey. Hadas Mikan Va'ola Mikan Ustuma Ba'emza. So like this. Hosmunachas Khan Stuma. You had a Khan Stuma. Bain Shnei Gozals Mufrash. Between two Gozals, two birds that are Mufurash. Meaning, She'echliam, one of them is already designated as a Chatas, and one is already designated as an Ola. To go in She'echatas, the Chatas is to the right, and the Ola is to the left, and the Khan Stuma is in the middle. So again, Khan is always two birds. Stuma is the owners did not stipulate yet what those two birds are designated for. So the Khan Stuma is in the middle. Then to the right you have a bird which is already designated as a Chatas. And to the left you have a bird which is already designated as an Ola. Parach mina emta. Now, a bird flies off from the Khan Stuma in the middle, let's dozen to the sides, to the birds that are Mufurash, already designated with their names of Chatas and Ola on the sides. Echad helach v'echad helach. One bird flies towards the Chatas, and one bird flies towards the Ola. So both of the birds in the middle, both flew off. One to the right, and one to the left. Loi hifsid klum. So the owners lose nothing. So you do it if a Chatas, because you know which side has the Chatas, and which side has the Ola. So just El Yemer. HaKohen, the Kohen will just say, when he's at makar of them, Zeh shehalach itzel chataos chatas, if zeh shehalach itzel olos ola. That the bird that flew towards the Chatas is now a Chatas, and the bird that flew towards the Ola is now an Ola. Because it's a Khan Stuma. A Khan Stuma, the Kohen can be mefarish now and stipulate which bird should be for the Chatas, which bird should be for the Ola. And therefore that would be okay. And from the Lashon of the Mishnah, from here, Ulalan and onward, the Kavana in the Reisha is Lav Davka. And when we see there's one Chatas to the right and one Chatas to the left, Lav Davka, it could have been there's 10 Chataos to the right and 10 Chataos to the left. It's all going to have the same halacha in this scenario. Now, what happens if Chazar Lehemza? So now, Chazar goes to Echad Mikol Tzad, one bird from the right and one bird from the left. Now, they both go and fly back into the middle. And now, so everything's mixed up. You don't know which birds flew to the middle. Ha'emtsa'im Yemuzu. So the middle birds would have to be put to death. Why? Shema Nis'arvu Chataz V'Ola Zubutu. Maybe the Chataz and Ola got mixed up with each other. And if a Chatas and Ola gets mixed up with each other, you can't use them, you got to kill them. Now, Elu, but these on the side of the Chatas, Yikavu Chatos, be brought as a Chatas, because Sha'af im Ninsa B'nein HaGoyza Sheparach L'Sham Techila V'Nakan Stuma, even if you have in the right side of birds, the bird that initially flew out from the Khan Stuma over there, that's okay, because it's permitted to bring it now as a Chatas. It was a Stuma, now you designate it as a Chatas, and that's okay. If the Elu and the birds on the left, by the Ola, Yikavu Olos are being brought as an Ola now, for the very same reason that would work. Now what happens if Chazar Min HaEmtza L'Tzadin? So initially these birds flew up from the middle to the sides. Then they went from the sides back to middle. And now they went again from the middle back to the sides. Chazar Min HaEmtza L'Tzadin. So in this case, Hare Kulan Yimusu, they all have to be put to death. Why? Because now you have Chatas and Olos that are all mixed up with each other. When you have Chatas and Olos mixed up with each other, you can't use them. And they have to be put to death. Or, Mishum Hashem Tzim, because the middle ones, they got mixed up with the side ones now, those are Chatos Hamezos. They are Chatos that cannot be used, they have to be killed. Now they're mixed with the sides, we don't know where they are, so all of them have to be put to death. You can't use any of them. And the Mishnah continues, Ein Mevi'in Tyron Kneged Bnei Yona. V'lo Bnei Yona Kneged Tyron. One cannot bring one Tor and one Ben Yona. It doesn't work. Rather, Oy Shnei Sarim, Oy Shnei Bnei Yona. The birds that are being brought have to both be the term, or both be the Bnei Yona. Meaning a woman is bringing her karbanos, she can't say, you know what, let my chatas be the tor, and let my ola be the Ben Yona, or vice versa. It doesn't work like that. They both have to be the same breed. Either both are the pigeons, or both are the turtle doves. Both are the term, or both are the Bnei Yona. And the Mishnah digresses, Ketzad, Aisha, a woman, Sheheviya chatasa, she brings her chatas from the tor bird, and her ola from the Ben Yona bird. So then, Tichbol v'tavi ola satar. She has to go now bring a second bird as her ola from the Tor, just like the Chatas is a Tor. And so too, if ola satar v'chatas ben yona, if she brought an ola from the Tor bird and the Chatas from the ben yona bird, Tichbol v'tavi ola ben yona. She has to bring now a second ola from the ben yona. Because you always look at what the Chatas is. Whatever breed the Chatas is, the ola has to match. Bein she'efrisha o hekriva ha'chatas chila, whether the chatas was designated or makrived first, or whether the ola was designated or makrived first, it doesn't matter. We always have to match the same breed as the chatas. Ben Azai says, Holgen Acher HaRishon. We go after what's first. Meaning, Acher HaMin Sheviya Rishon, after the breed that's brought first. That if she brings first her Olaf Matar, and then after she brings her Chalas from Ben Yonah, then Tichbal Vetavi should bring a Chalas from the Tar. Because we look at what was brought first. We don't only look at what the Chalas was. So Ben Azai argues on the Tanakama, the Lalacha we follow like the Tanakama. And the Isha Sheviya Chatasa, a woman that brings her chatas offering, this bird offering, of a mason, and she dies. Before, actually, they're able to bring the ola. So she brought the chatas, then she dies, but they didn't bring the ola yet. So now, yaviu her yarshin ola. So the yarshin, her heirs, bring her ola. Because there's like a lien, there's a shiva on her nechasim towards hektish, that they have to fulfill this ola oaf offering, and they bring it on her behalf. However, olasa, Vamesa, if she brought her Ola, and then she died before she had time to bring her Chatas, then Lo Yaviu HaYarshin Chatasa, the Yarshin are not required, they don't bring her Chatas, because Shari Chatas Shemesu Balea Tamas, because the Chatas, where the Bailim died, so the carbon itself, the Chatas itself, is put to death. So therefore, not only the Yarshin won't bring in this scenario, they can't bring the chatas, because since the woman died, their mother died, the din is that a chatas shemesa balea, chatas where the bailam died, tamos, we put that chatas to death. Okay, with that we conclude Perek Beis. Moving along to Perek Gimel, the last Perek in Masechta Kinim. We're getting very close to finishing the Seder of Kachim. All right, opening up with a brief introduction. So we learned back in Perek Aleph, the principle of a chatas shenis arva be'ola ve'ola be'chatas. If a chatas gets mixed with an ola, or an ola gets mixed with a chatas, even if it's 1 in 1,000, they all have to be put to death. Now we also learned that chova shenis arva zu bezu, if you have one chova and another chova, meaning these birds are being brought out of an obligation, they get mixed up one with the other. Whether it's one to this lady and one to that lady, two to this lady, two to that lady, three to this lady, three to that lady, doesn't matter. We always say half would be kosher and half would be pasul. Achas azu, shtayim lazu, and in the case of, you know, this one had one, this one had two, this one had three, this one had 10, this one had 100, they all got mixed up. Then we said the mu'at was kosher, the minimum amount, meaning in this case one, would be kosher. So these are three principles we've been learning so far in the Masechta. So based on these halachas that we've been learning, let's understand Mishnah Aleph. B'meh dvarim amurim, when are these words said? That which learned in the previous parak, in the inyan of these kinin, they got all mixed up, like we just mentioned. When are these three principles applicable? They're applicable b'kohen nimlach, where the kohen comes to ask Beis Din, what should you do with this mixture? So then Beis Din gives a psak according to the halacha, depending on the case, like we learned. Aval b'kohen she'in nimlach, but the kohen, he doesn't go ask Beis Din. He just takes the mixture, he's makav the whole thing in his own opinion. You know, he makes his own judgment. So, achas lazu vi achas lazu, in the case, we have a kan stuma to one woman that gets mixed with a kan stuma of another woman, or shtayim lazu, where there are two kinim to one woman that gets mixed with two kinim of another woman, or shalosh lazu vi shalosh lazu, or three kinim to one woman that gets mixed with three kinim of another woman, asa kulan lamala, the kohen puts them all lamala, meaning shenasan damam. He places the blood of all of these birds of this mixture above the chut hasikra, like the din of an olas ha'of, and then mechtze kasher u mechtze pasol. Half would be kasher, meaning the carbon olas of the mixture would be kasher, but the other half, the chatas portions, would be pasol. Kulan lamata. Oh, so I'm sorry, it's not that the kohen places it above. It's, we look at what did the kohen do. If the kohen placed them all above the chut hasikra, then this is what the outcome would be. Half would be kosher, half would be pasul. The olas would be kosher, the chatas would be pasul. But if the kohen placed it lamata, nasan damam shal kala gazos lamata mechatasikra, the kohen placed the blood of all these birds below the chatasikra, like the din of a chatas of, so then again, mechza kosher, mechza pasul. Half would be kosher, half would be pasul. All the chatos would be kosher, but the olas would be pasul. Now, chetzim lamala, if he placed, asa chetzim shal gazos, he placed half of the birds above the chatasikra. And then he placed the chetzim lamata, half of the birds below the chatas sikra. So then as shelma, that which was above, mechze, half of that half would be kasher. Umechze, pasal, half would be pasal. And the as shelma, that's below the chatas sikra, half mechze, kasher, mechze, pasal, half of that half would be kasher, half of that half would be pasal. Why? Because we're concerned like this, that maybe all the birds that were done above the chatas sikra are from the kinim of one woman, And then all the birds that were then below the Chatas Sikra are kinim of the other woman. Very hakinim, the kinim themselves, half are chatos and half are olos. Therefore, that which is above the Chatas Sikra, half would be kosher, half would be pasul, because the chatos would be pasul. And then that which is below the Chatas Sikra, half would be kosher, half would be pasul, because the olos would then be pasul.